I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. This week in The Rough Draft Diaries, we're talking to yet another glass artist.
Well, my name is Jack Schmidt. I'm a sculptor here in Toledo. I work with glass and have for most of my career.
Jack was nominated for the show with the title of being the oldest working glass artist in Ohio. And it didn't take long for him to jump into his own personal history with the art form here in Toledo.
I got interested in glass as an undergraduate at Bowling Green State University, and I believe that school had one of the earliest glass programs in the country at the time. And it was sort of unofficial. It was a special problems course that I took with a professor, Carl Hall. And Carl Hall had actually participated in, or at least was aware of, the early Toledo 1962 glass workshops here at the museum, and who was also a friend of Dominic Babino, who anyone who's been interested in glass in this town knows that name. So the first people I knew in glass were Carl and then Nick Labino.
During his studies, Jack not only met Dominic Labino and Carl Hall, but other visionaries like Harry Littleton, Joel Myers, or Fritz Dreisbach. Again, all innovative artists and inventors, revolutionizing the glass movement in the Midwest.
So Fritz saw me making glass, and he was coming from the University of Wisconsin, a student of Harvey Littleton's, to develop the glass program at the museum. And at that time, the glass program was in the original garage where the 1962 Harvey Littleton Dominic Labino workshop was conducted. And there were actually two workshops in that spring of 62. But that was sort of the launching point for the glass movement.
Harvey Littleton invited ceramic artists from a variety of universities around the country to attend that workshop. And the idea behind it was that people would go back to their own university and they would start their own glass programs, and that's what they did. As a result of Harvey Littleton's workshop and the input of Dominic Labino, the glass movement began, not just locally in the Midwest, but also in Jack's life. It's a passion and interest in the art form that began in the 60s, but has continued up until today.
The glass itself is, I don't think I've ever lost my, certainly have not lost my fascination with the material. Its properties, its the way it responds to light, the refractive qualities of the glass, the beautiful colors you can make with the glass, and all of those help add information then to the pieces that I make. And when I do a piece, of course, most artists would say this, I think, they're making it for themselves first to satisfy something inside them. And then once the piece is complete, why then it goes out into the world to get the input from others who look at it, which sometimes can be pretty interesting. But I think that the interplay of forms and shapes is kind of a constant process of solving the visual puzzle for me.
Another puzzle for Jack is the art movement as a whole, watching its birth in the 1960s, taking part in the activity of the art form over the past 60 years, and now watching new artists establish themselves in today's day and age.
So much has happened. I mean, it's amazing the kind of work that's going on, not just in the Midwest, but throughout the country and other countries. And so I think that the depth and the breadth of what's happening is pretty phenomenal. And how it affects me is that I see so many possibilities that other artists are exploring, which may or may not relate to what I'm doing, but it's certainly fascinating to see where the material itself has gone and how far beyond where we were back in the 60s. It's just quite a thing to study and think about if you have time to do that.
Jack does think about the next generation of glass artists coming up in the area, of what challenges they face, and how the landscape has changed. And giving advice to younger artists, Jack emphasized the importance of community, the community specifically here in Toledo.
The people that I was around all these years were very important to me. We built good friendships, we exchanged ideas, we got each other stirred up about doing pieces. The interaction with other glass artists who I've known for many years has always been an important part of my life as an artist and as a person. And I think that if there's a lesson there, I think for me, anyhow, it is hang on to that community if you can. It'll give you a place to kind of maybe vent or maybe exchange notions and ideas with like-minded people. And then another little gem for me was that when I started, the old Libby Glassblowers were still around, a few of them. And they would come into our studio at the museum and show us some of the things they knew from 50, 60, 70 years of working in a glass factory. And so the more knowledge young people have of the glass and their opportunities to develop those ideas, then I guess the better off they'll be. Those things are very important things in my life.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.